Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature, based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Suglory Fernandez from Mumbai, India. Born and brought up in a Catholic family in the southern Indian state of Kerala, she had worked in Mumbai till her retirement. She now lives in Mumbai with her husband and children. She shares with us her journey of faith. Glory, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you.
I'm Glory Fernandez, originally from Kerala. And my husband is Stanislav. He's from Cochin, Kerala. We both are retired from the work. We have two children. Austin, my son, who is working in the food liner as a coordinator. And my daughter, Jenico, she is working as HR manager in one of the private companies.
Now share with us your faith experiences.
I have got back problem. I couldn't walk at one step. And then I was on the bed for 4 months. And my office people, they all came to see me in the hospital when I was in the traction with a 15 kilo weight. And they brought the salary for me there. They have supported me a lot of nuns there. Nuns and lay people in Lola Nikhetan College of Social Work I was working. When I completed 6 months, 6 days, I fell sick. If it was 6 months before, then I would not have got a job also there. But this God has planned for me in such a way that after 6 months, 6 days, I fell sick. And I was on the bed for 4 months. They supported me a lot. And that day, my children were very small. Somehow, I came out of the hospital, and from the bed I started walking little by little, and I used to go to office. Every time when I keep one step, I used to say, Jesus, Jesus, I'm unable to walk. Jesus, my children are small. Their education I have to take care. Their food and everything I have to do, Jesus. Jesus, you know, I'm unable to walk. About 4.5 months, I have suffered quite a bit. After that, while I was walking, I did not know when I was saying, Jesus, Jesus. I started walking all of a sudden very fast, Father. Nobody can understand this, how happened it. And when I went to office, I said, Sister, see, I walked fast and came. I don't know, I was saying, Jesus, I am unable to walk. Jesus, Jesus, I said and came, and I'm walking so fast now. Thereafter, my back problem forever went away from me. That was a real miracle which I cannot understand how God works for. That is one. Then another incident, Father, I had a gland below the cheek. 2 glands I had.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 months I was going to KM. Every day when I go with a disappointment, only I used to come. Disappointment in the sense, what is the use of going here, this much of queue and all that, I had to stand. And then this glands they were checking, only checking, but no medicine. So they said, now finally you have to go to Tata Hospital, where the cancer patients are there. That very moment when they said, I felt a lot. I couldn't eat anything. The moment I see the food, I used to vomit.
Mm.
I was living only with the watermelon, which was giving little water. Mm. Nothing else I used to eat for these 3 months. And no medicine. Finally, the doctor sent me to Tata Hospital. They took the biopsy. Biopsy when they took also, they couldn't find any. Then they sent me back to Mukayam back. That doctor was saying, no, it's impossible. You go once again. So I went over there once again. Then they said, if your doctor doesn't believe us, ask him to come and do it.
Mm.
So when I went and told him, he said, no, I cannot help you, my dear. If you have faith in God, you leave it to him. I really said to Jesus, Jesus, my life has got any meaning to keep. Otherwise, you will take my life to you. But he did not take me, but he kept me till now. And thereafter, I went to so many other hospitals, on St. Anne's Hospital at Bayandar here. They said that there also nuns, they were saying to take the biopsy from inside, because inside also I had so many glands. So when they took it, they said that when we have to take that and test it, it will cost you 35%.
Hmm.
I said, no, I cannot afford. So I left that. I went to native place and I went to Bishop's House. There is a hospital in Trivandrum. There also, there, that doctor told me 15 days after you come, we will check with the senior doctor.
Hmm.
So from there also, after 15 days, they said, so I went to Kota.
Hmm.
When I was sitting in Kota, the inner healing time, all the people were falling down. So many people were falling down. An ambulance were coming and they were all taken out.
Mm.
So at that very moment, I got just pain like anything.
Mm.
And I did not know. I thought I will fall down and I would be also taken out. But that moment, within 1 minute, that pain went off. And I started eating from the pota, whatever they were giving. I was eating everything. I went happily back home. I said, this sickness is finished now. No more I will have. That was the end only, Father. I go to Tabor Ashram here every first Friday.
Mm.
Then my face was fully swollen up otherwise also because of this gland. So this swollen face, with that I used to go to Tabor Ashram for the first Friday retreat. That first Friday retreat, I was not going for the sickness to remove, but I was going to be with the Lord for one full day.
Mm.
Because in our church, if one hour I sit, people say, what you are going to do? You are bringing Jesus down or what to the earth? They always make fun of me. I said, yeah, that is what I want to do. Otherwise, why praying to God? What is the use of going to church? So it is my life, I said.
But you are not bothered by what they are saying?
No. I was thinking about, you know, Father, one full hour I can sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So I go to Tabor Ashram. I used to think one full day I can be with the Lord. Nobody will question me because it is a strict center.
Hmm.
All are going to that only. So this was what I was doing. But gradually my swelling all went on little by little and finally everything went off. That was another story of mine. Nobody could believe it, how without one tablet also my sickness has gone.
So you believe it is your faith that is making it work?
101%, Father, because I know if I don't go and sit in front of Blessed Sacrament for 1 hour, I'm not feeling any happiness in me. Nowadays I'm unable to sit in front of Blessed Sacrament. So many times I told Father, Father, please make a small chapel of Blessed Sacrament. Everywhere there is, why our church only not having? Please keep it. We can come and sit any time and every time. How much time also nobody will notice it. Father says, yes, we will do it. We are also trying. Because of some land problem, it is not happening.
You had a strong faith from the very beginning or after your sickness was cured?
We are the church people from the childhood. My daddy used to sing in the church. He used to decorate the church. My daddy used to teach every one of us, but others did not do so much, but I could do it. And for singing and all Latin mass, I alone go and sing sometimes Kyrieche mass and all. My daddy taught us all Latin. we are church people, we are church earning, we get the salary from the church, even if it is a death or a birth. My dad is very devoted to our household, named as Sacred Heart Cottage. Our house, we used to say in 5 languages, we used to say rosary every 1 hour. Each one is given 1 room to sit and say the rosary. If you to put the timetable on, who is free at this time, we have to be there for the rosary. It was our devotion in house, Hindi, English, Malayalam, Tamil, Latin also. This language used to say the rosary in our house. People all used to come and see us, surrounding area people used to come and listen to us. So my daddy, if he keeps the hand on the six people, they used to become all right. Even Muslims used to come home. That was our childhood experience, Father.
Thank you, Glory. That was the first part of an interview with Glory Fernandez from India. In the second part of this interview next week, Glory Fernandez will share with us her husband's miraculous recovery. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Glory Fernandez from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.